This is a Wait Don't Do It podcast with your girl Nunu Paris and Raffy. Make sure to join us monthly at El Rey for Reggaeton Brunch. You can follow at Reggaeton Brunch DC for more details. We'll see you there, baby sotas. Mwah.
How are you, beautiful?
What the fuck is up, bitches? No, I'm just kidding. What is up? I just can't believe this is the last podcast of the year.
Last podcast of the year, and you turned up like James Cameron's muse. Wow. Is James Cameron paying you to do some Avatar cosplay right now?
It's so weird that you even bring it up. I didn't even think it'd be noticeable. I think that I'm a fan of Avatar, both the Airbender and the Blue People, and I can't wait to see it in theaters. By the time this releases, I would have already sat through the first 4 hours. Think about that.
It's a 4 hour experience. You're watching a 4 hour experience.
Yeah.
Is the movie 4 hours?
The movie's a little over 3.5 hours, but if you add 30 minutes of previews, this is a 4 hour experience.
That is so indulgent. That's so indulgent. 3 hours? And then there's going to be another 3 hour movie in 2029?
Yes, in 2031, respectively. Tower 4 and 5, bitches. What are you talking about?
No, I want everyone to vote in the poll. Are we still watching Avatar? Like, I thought we left that in like 2020. When did it come out? 2011?
2009. Wow.
So 2009, I think it was a great moment, but you don't wait 20 years to release the next one and then expect us to still care. But respectively, you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know, just again, a little chapstick, little hope, little feeling. This is actually all of my blue makeup. Now that I'm done with defrosted, now that I'm done with all this, I've used all my blue makeup for Elsa, I used all my makeup for this. I'm done. This is my send off.
Since we record the podcast, Nunu performed her, she premiered as Elsa in the Shaw's Tavern and Highball Musical's rendition of Defrosted, blank bleep parody. And she did amazing. She did beautifully. I was so proud of her. The whole cast had so much chemistry. But just seeing you in, like, this has definitely been your most, I would say, emotionally turbulent role. Elsa goes through it, and it helped me realize what actually Frozen's about. I never really watched Frozen. I just like slept through it one time with someone. It was definitely like a cuddle movie or whatever. Like,
I definitely saw it with my situationship at the time in theaters.
Yeah.
He saw it with other people. And I was like, oh my God. It was definitely we saw it at, this is just very, very niche local humor because we came up in the same town of Greensboro. But I saw it at the Four Seasons Mall. Do you remember the Four Seasons Mall?
I do. That was a really nice one. If you didn't go to the Dollar Theater was where it really was at.
I saw the Avengers movies at Dollar Theater. I saw a lot of the Dollar Theater.
Oh my God. See, what a time. I hope so.
You know, when I got a little more up in my life in Greensboro, I went to the Palladium. I went down to, you know, High Point area. You had to go past.
But that's where is that where you see the stars?
Yeah.
okay. So that was when you graduated university, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. The main message, guys, was fuck ICE. And I think that being maybe a part of a project like this is really important, but I don't know if, you know, I still want to do more, right, to impact the community and to continue.
Can you let me live? Oh my God. Oh, so I'm grateful for being bullied by new parents. First of all, I posted about being rage baited by John recently, and everyone was like laughing about that. People probably apparently love rage baiting. I'm a rage baiter, but I hate when people rage bait me. Well, I actually don't. It actually makes me fall in love with it. But see, that's dangerous, Nunu. I'm watching Heated Rivalries, so you don't want to get me like, you do not want to cause that relationship to spark.
I think there was definitely a heated rivalry between Anna and Elsa. And it is shocking. It is shocking that you hadn't seen Frozen or understood the story of Frozen. I don't know what you thought it was about, but it was about
that's being, what it is. I've seen it. I've never understood the story. So
I being thought, a lesbian and being free.
I thought the storytelling really helped me just A, not have to sit through a Frozen movie ever again. No shade. And I really enjoyed the cast.
I mean, but they've already greenlit Frozen 3 and 4, so...
Okay. I mean, I really like the second one, I feel like, more. And I saw the second one with you. That's the one I liked.
My favorite part about our Frozen experiences was watching it on shrooms and being terrified.
Yes. Oh, no, actually terrified for like the first 15 minutes, but then it was...
I saw Olaf's face like transform into a skeleton.
Oh my God, I didn't do any hard... We didn't do any hard drugs like that in 2020. I didn't do any shrooms. No, did I... I've done those. I never did the shroom experience in 2025.
No, yeah.
In 2024. We left that in like 2022 or 2023 for sure.
Three.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. We had some great times with some shrooms. What? And at the Coraline, if you ever do shrooms, watch the Coraline movie. It's a really good one. Aquaman was a great experience. Aquaman, I will never watch it again because I feel like it can never match how much fun we had watching that movie.
I know, but this intro is running what long? Like, we haven't introduced ourselves.
Can we talk
anyway?
Okay. Are the listeners? Do you have somewhere to be? Like, they'll pause us if we run too long. Okay, what?
Welcome. Welcome to our podcast where we remind our listeners what not to do. It is your girl, Nunu Paris, and I'm joined by DJ Raffy. And we are not ending 2025 without unpacking everything, recapping everything, and trying to figure out whatever the hell that was. 2025 felt like a marathon. Very interesting. Ups, not downs. Ups, but down.
Yes, 2025 had a lot going on. It was the start of the obvious elephant in the room, the big orange elephant in the room, is the fact that Trump has been president for now the year.
And it feels like 7 years. It feels forever. I feel like we've been doing this forever. Like, is it done?
And it's only the year one. It's only the first year.
Party's just begun.
Mind you, did I expect in 2025 that you'd walk down the street and see like 8 National Guards walking like just down the street at 12th Street for no reason? That's a residential neighborhood. I'm like, why do that? Why are you on 14th Street like just like
picking up trash,
taking up space?
With gun.
At this point, they're not even doing that. They're just taking up space.
They're still there.
Yeah, girl. I mean, it's more than ever. I see one every day at this point.
Wow.
So,
no, I guess I really think they're still there.
Doesn't come to DC and everyone.
The thing is, I've been in DC the whole year and I didn't see none. That's crazy. They must not be. You know what?
Well,
I think the areas I was in was more of color. I don't think they were in the areas.
No, they definitely are. They're all over U Street. Are you kidding me?
They're not around Howard. Florida.
I'm telling you right now, I see them around. I have seen them there in that corner for sure. Especially when it was Howard's homecoming. They were like at every block. So, stop telling people that you do not live in D.C. She lives in Maryland, y'all. She lives in Maryland. I guess they're not in Maryland. God bless.
No, we don't allow that here because we are fucking sense in Maryland, okay?
No shade. It kind of does make you want to kind of like move out of and like just go into the suburbs.
I wish I lived in a suburb.
Wishes come true.
When I think about 2025, I think about how January was so terrible and I'm in December and it's not terrible and so much has happened, so much money spent, so many people lost, but so many achievements, and I pushed myself to new levels and This is like the first time I felt wisdom out of a year. Like, I feel wiser, and that's really cool.
I mean, maybe you've always been very wise, in my opinion. But it's the fact that you're taking the breath, the realization, the moment to recognize your growth and, you know, your achievements. I think that might be something new, right?
Yeah, I think being more human has been super fun. Being forcibly more human. I think once you lose so much, you have no choices.
Yeah, being the life of a K-pop idol is very, very, very strenuous. Very strenuous. So if only we can relate.
I mean, gosh, K-pop Demon Hunter. I mean, I just think about all the stuff that happened this year. Like, wow. That was true. Everywhere.
I mean, I made a list of all the things that I really got out of this year that just made me so happy. And, like, that really were my wrap. Like, our 2025 wrap. That's pretty much what we're doing today.
Welcome to the 2025 Wrap, sponsored by Wait Don't Do It and not Spotify, because they don't pay their artists and they sponsor ICE. Cancel your Spotify's. Unless you listen to us on Spotify, keep that in.
Unless you're that person in Belgium that listens to us, stay there.
But you can also listen to us on other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts. Music, RSS.com, and more.
And YouTube. You can see us on YouTube. So when it comes down to your Wrapped, like, what kind of things come to mind to you?
Grief.
Yes. I mean, I believe that. I love
learning from grief. And that has been pretty much the key. I really feel like I've learned to find the lesson in everything, to understand the lesson, and try to apply the lesson. I think, obviously, in a universal sense, none of this is meaningful, right? So you have to find your own meaning in this little simulation. And I think leaning into it has helped. So I've lost my grandmother, my uncle, other family members, and I'm still here. And I think it feels empowering to know that you can still make it through and have another chance each day to make a difference.
When you told me you listen to gospel and just really like feel it out before going to work, that was so like that was, do you think that's where the like is that how you process your grief this year?
Yeah, I was raised in the church, so going back to a familiar theme was helpful. And I think there's general comfort in the idea of releasing emotion, being grateful, and just connecting to a central power. I'm not like some conservative Christian or anything, but yeah. I'm able to, take lessons from all this and apply it to your life. And I think that's what the universal standard should be, like looking at all the cultures, all the languages, all our experiences and taking what you can and applying it. And that's really what it is. It's not about figuring out who's right, wrong. It's just figuring out what's right and what's best for your life to move
forward. Well, it's fulfilling that part of you. I think there's many parts to a human, sides, so to speak. And so definitely fulfills that, like a level of nostalgia, love, connection, things that you did with your parents. I can definitely see that, and grandparents. So grief.
A true universal experience. But what about you? What was your major theme that changed you for good?
Oh, well, I have a list. So one thing that I definitely feel like I am really proud of and that like I started this year was definitely my plant collection.
Yeah, was that this year?
I know it's not as deep, but I was definitely really excited about my plant collection. I feel like my 2025 was developing this adult side of me, like something that like my hobbies, who am I now, what brings out care in me, what brings out my joy, what brings out my connection to life. and having other living things in my apartment, having green, having something to care for, aside from my cat, definitely gave me so much joy. And seeing all my plants that I've gotten, not one has died. I've had some casualties, not of my doing. They were already pretty much dead. But just having the connection with so many living things in a day, just that's something that I'm super happy I took out from this year. Definitely helped me process, you know, these, you know, sad moments that we're going through and had to live through and witness around the city. It definitely started around that time. So yeah, my plants. So what's another thing that you really got into?
I really got into acting. I think acting has allowed me to process all these emotions, right? I was able to, with Highball Productions, be Glinda in Multiverse of Madness, our Wicked of Oz jukebox musical, and then of course Elsa and Defrosted. Being these central characters has allowed me to connect with people, which is really cool, because in my youth I was such a bitch. And now, like, it's like the opposite. So it's so fun to, like, be able to connect with other beings in the way that I always knew I could, and be this support and source of joy for others and just lightheartedness. And I love that. I love it. And get to act, too. Like, that's super fun.
Oh, my God. It's awakening that theater kid in you.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a zip, zap, zopper. I love, you know, saying thank you, five. I love. Yeah. I love. Learning lights. That's also got to learn tech theater at Raffi and DRs and learning how to do some things. So learning the back end. Like, I just really didn't understand that people did so much to make a production happen. And now getting to be part of it is really cool. And I want to do more. I plan to do more. And I can't wait to see what they have me for.
Oh, my God. I'm definitely... really happy and proud of how our working relationship has been this year.
Who's ready for a game? We're here for our final game, which is Smash or Pass, a very easy one. If you smash it, yeah, you tapping it. If you passing it, it's a boot. Are you ready, Raffi?
I am.
25. Let's start with the Spotify rap discourse. Do we give a fuck? Smash or pass?
No, I don't.
Smash or pass? You don't follow motherfucking directions.
Pass. Do you
smash pass, or pass? You posted Spotify rap this year. The court says it's a smash. All right.
did you as well?
well, yeah.
Ditto, Your Honor. Ditto, Your Honor.
You know what? We are committed to not post Spotify rap in 2026.
Yes.
You can record this and timestamp it, but we are not doing it. It is time for reform and change. So
this is how they're going to feel the games for sure. Absolutely.
All right. Cowboy Carter tour fits. Smash or pass? Do we like the cowboy theme?
I didn't commit to any cowboy. So I would say that
you hate America.
Pass on the American attire for me, but definitely still enjoyed the concert. So
it's a smash. I had my cowboy on, me, my girl Danny. So I had fun down there on the floor. So, my girl.
Yeah,
smash. And y'all better get ready for 2026 because Beyonce is co-chair of the Met Gala. My sister about to put the next album out. Go ahead and get the coins together. She's about to release the rock album, okay? Okay. Next up, group chats as emotional support. Smash or pass? Because some of y'all are needy.
What as emotional support?
Group chat.
I'm not a group chatter, so I guess pass. I'm passing on all these things.
Oh my gosh. You know, I had a really certified, educated coworker tell me yesterday that they began using ChatGPT as therapists to process their grief.
Oh, I mean, I feel like
they said that was more helpful than the actual therapist.
I know some people that told me that they were using AI.
Smash or pass on that. That's some of the AI. What are you talking about? Smash or pass.
I don't think you should be getting
takeover.
No, I don't think you should be getting therapy through AI. But no judgment. I mean, I get if you need immediate release and you need to talk to ChatGPT, definitely, you know, I get that. But I don't think nothing's going to be like having a person give you like that challenging question. I feel like those challenging questions through therapy are only going to come from a person, you know?
Yeah, I feel like all that AI stuff is like an echo box, you know what I mean?
Yes, it definitely is.
Yeah, ultimately just talking to yourself, which is fine, but like,
yeah.
Therapy language and casual conversation. How do we feel, especially after Wicker, like all the holding space and boundaries? Rappy hates when I say boundaries. Things that triggered me. Rappy loves saying triggered though. So how do we feel? Smash or pass?
I think boundaries are fine. First of all, I've always accepted Nunu's immense amount of boundaries. Hi, Lloyd. Oh, you want to be part of it? How do you feel when like people are on the mic and you know there's a fair amount of like, you know, things you need to bring up, but I feel like this like fake outrage kind of thing.
Keep going.
But I think some people will bring their personal things into like a speech that's very dark. And I don't think it needs to go there. I think, you know, this like rate, like when some people are like, oh, like put insert white joke here. I think that, or like white people joke there. I think that needs to end.
I mean, I think there's a time and place for everything. And I think it's important to have a blend of a good vibes, but also, you know, being intentional about your speech. My gosh. I think there were so many moments this year that were insane that we just like didn't get to really process.
Like what?
Like Charlie Kirk died and it's like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
I until you said that, I forgot that I saw that video. Did you watch
that?
Did you talk about that? Did you saw the video?
Yeah, like that's such a fun thing. And now we're just like memeing and talking shit about his wife. Like, it's just so crazy. It's like Charlie Kirk died and like 6/7 was a thing. It's like all the same to me. Like, I equate it in the same way.
Yeah, because I think that was what you were hearing when all this was happening. That's crazy.
That's that like, was just like a few months ago. We didn't talk about Beyonce. We didn't talk about Taylor Swift. We didn't talk about Nicki versus Cardi. We didn't talk about, you know, all the pop culture moments.
Do you think if the Charlie Kirk thing happened in 2001 that we would have moved past it this quickly to where, like, to me, yeah, he died, but 9/11 happened just so much. Do you think people would move if without the internet, do you think it would have just been like on to the next story?
Yeah,
Let's be clear, like people are memeing his wife, which I agree was because she's a weirdo. But I like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think this decorum would not have passed in 2001.
No, I think everything is also, you know, too real. You know what I mean? Everything's too in real time, too meta. You know, we have South Park rebooting and doing all the stories in real time and Charlie Kirk changing his profile to the picture and then ultimately dying. Like, it's like so weird and real at the same time. I think we're too connected. And I think social media and the way we scroll through Instagram and TikTok just makes you ultimately just desensitized to the content. I think we just saw a lack of empathy overall because there's so much in it. And do you remember like the TikTok went away for a little bit this year? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for a day. It was literally
Was that this
year? Was that this year?
Yeah, it went down that 13 hours.
Oh my God, I did not remember that. Oh my God. That,
like, so much happened.
Talk about TikTok Unwrapped. That's crazy.
Right. And that 13 hours, everything went crazy.
And Twitter, I remember the memes we were making on Twitter.
Like Katy Perry and then went to space this year.
Yeah.
Like, so much happened. Space, y'all.
Pokemon dropped a game this year.
Multiple Switch 2. You know what I mean?
Switch 2, I forgot. Switch 2 was still
World Pride.
To better
itself. Think about all the things that happened this year that we are, you know, so desensitized to. But I think something that has been just really impactful in our life has been both Reggaeton Brunch and Wait Don't Do It podcast. We're able to start season 8, able to take pictures. Shout out to Ariel and Shelby to have our photo shoot, to feel connected back in our community. And again, it's been really fun.
100%. Looking back at this year, it's hard to, like I said, it started off personally. This was a year just to kind of get my whole future adult life onto the next chapter of my life. This was that time period for me. Now, especially more than ever, now that I'm in between jobs, but still being blessed to work also is like something that I've been so proud of, and something that I'm taking with me on 2025 is that belief that everything's going to work out. Believe that everything's going to work out. Don't let fear hold you in a position where you are forced out or pushed out, you know? Always, you know, remember that everything happens for a reason. So 2025, definitely, I think it was a year for that. Like I said, so many new interests, so many experiences.
Broadway. Oh my God.
Broadway. You were obsessed with musicals. God. I was going to talk about that. But yeah, I saw so many Broadway shows. I saw Nicole Scherzinger in Sunset Boulevard. Jeez. And you went to New York for the first time this year. That's insane.
I know. I think being able to.
I think that's a big thing that you saw. You saw a Broadway production of Stranger Things. Like, think about that in the 10 years of just like the transition now. This is our 10 year anniversary here in DC.
Yeah, we are coming on 10 years in the city. That's actually so crazy. It feels so quick. I do think COVID, right? You know, sped up or took some of those years. So it makes it feel a little different. But 10 years doesn't
feel like a decade. Maybe, you know, if COVID never happened, we would have had that time to, you know, we would have experienced all these things earlier in life. But, you know, everything happens for a reason.
I mean, I love COVID, obviously, because not obviously what happened, but yeah,
I love COVID.
Love COVID.
You appreciated your time.
I appreciate the lockdown and shutdown because it gave us a time to really build this platform, to start drag, to start makeup in this little room I'm still in. So much happened, you know what I mean? And it has impacted
Victor, that's our half. That was our half our year here in time in DC at that point, because it happened 25 pretty much. It happened in halfway through your experiences here. So this is such a new era for you completely.
What's going to happen in the next 5 years? Reggaeton Brunch is going to go international. It's going to be featured on Zeus Network, and it's going to be available in your city. I can't wait.
No, but I think I think that opens the door for what do you want, not just 2026, but what do you want? What, since we're both in this transitional era where we're realizing, you know, we're adults, so now, you know, we can do more, we can experience more, we're able to do more than we give ourselves credit for, you know, where do you see, you know, your life going in ways like, what are you excited for?
I'm excited to unlock and keep honing my powers of manifestation and connection to the universe as a clairvoyant, as a psychic. I feel powerful more than ever this year, honestly.
You always said that you had magical powers.
I am a genie in a bottle. I am that's a raven. No, honestly, for real, y'all, I do believe in, you know, obviously energy and tapping into it, and I do believe everyone could... I do believe everyone can tap into it, and I do believe there is something in studying the cycles of nature and really understanding how the universe works. That's something I've definitely leaned into, and I really feel connected to it. I can physically feel the shifts, and that has been very interesting. Or I could be schizophrenic. Who knows? Who knows?
I think there's a little bit of truth in everything. Definitely. But no, I definitely agree that you have this power of just continued optimism. I mean, discernment is definitely that, but definitely this like sense of optimism. Especially now, like I said, this year, I think that is something that I've seen acting do for you, is this sense of, you know, openness to, you know, be out and like go out on a Wednesday night and rehearse until 10 o'clock. God, imagine, yeah. Imagine doing that before COVID and the lockdown. What that would have been.
I did. I called grad school.
Oh, I mean, yeah, even that, when I find out people are doing like grad school and they're working, I'm like, girl, you better work. Cause that is,
I know it's so possible, but like, I think that's what the whole theme of 2025 has been learning how much you can extend yourself.
Yes.
How much you can keep growing, how much you can just keep doing to make your life better, because ultimately you have to.
Absolutely. I think our ability, and like you said, or like I said earlier, just everything's going to work out. Let that stress go. Emotional management definitely was something I took with me this year. I'm such a good boy now on the phone.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeah. Right? See? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's just growth, because, you know, I'm nicer. Everyone's nicer.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to let you get out of hand. Nicer.
I feel much more patient now. I feel much more.
I'm not stressing. I do think you're just more optimistic when you talk to people. You have an openness versus, like, I remember you've said, like, oh, I immediately want people to stop talking to me when they talk to you, which is like relatable, but now you have this openness.
I think one of the best parts of the year were the two reggaeton brunches, December and June, were insane. I think those two felt like
they're
the
so
movie centers. It felt like that really otherworldly feeling of community and a collective just spirit, like those two brunches. So again, shout out to the recent brunch you gave us. You ate that for me. Same thing for the June one. That first one was so amazing.
I think I can't even lie to y'all. I remember February was really impactful when we did the Bad Bunny brunch, and then our 2-year anniversary was this year. We've had it started off such a good year, and then the troops got here, and then everything went to shit for everyone, and then the lockdown. So it's been the end of the year was definitely just like, but just think about all the people that we've gotten to meet. I think the December one was so impactful because of the community that we were able to create. There was a guest there that came to our first one 2 years ago, and she's come multiple times, but you know, to have, and then I'm not gonna say no one's name, but then other friends that have come continuously that just like come support, so amazing, so grateful. Definitely my biggest still thing that brings a smile to my face is getting reggaeton brunch done every time with
you. Oh my gosh, the end of reggaeton brunch is always fun to recap the mess that occurred.
So Nunu likes to say that she's working the entire first half, and then I take over the second half.
We clock in and clock out.
I definitely am being clocked in from the moment I get, well, no, from the moment we open the doors, from 12 to 4, I am working. I am literally working. No, Nunu definitely is like fixed in the first half of the brunch. Like you are by the door the entire first half. And then and then you are helping the girls into the dressing room. And then for the second half, you get to finally like have fun and like interact with the guests. And then I'm the one that's like fixed in the DJ booth.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely so fun. Because you really turned into, I think in 2026 we need to bring a camera crew for your afters.
My god, the Nunu hosting afters is always messy. That shit.
I think you really just need to pull out a camera and just record the afters.
We're gonna have to start having body cams and being like, y'all,
body cam. Okay, I'm gonna put a pause on that, but that sounds like a really good idea, actually.
That brunch, boom, 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 boom. We can make the guests, you know, sign a Netflix deal. Have you heard about that, by the way?
That they took over Warner Brothers?
No, that Netflix has physical locations called the Netflix House across the country. And if you go to the Netflix House, you know, there's interactive stuff and you can go in and see things and blah, blah, blah. But the gag is you have to sign an agreement that says that, you know, anything you do is now property of Netflix. They have a billion cameras in there. So you're very much Black Mirror episode. Like they can take your idea. They could use what they see, your movements, your actions, and they can use that in a future Netflix show. Technically, anything you do in those spaces is their property.
No.
From the moment you step in the door. So it's very a no for me personally.
No. That would be so crazy to see someone walking like you, moving like you. That's not even you. Crazy.
Yeah, you wouldn't get paid for it.
And you would not even be paid for it. No.
And that includes children and everything else. Like, it's just full consent to, like, do everything.
And people are signing this? That is insane. So pass on that. But no, when it comes to reggaeton brunch, I always say that I do not record anyone for the last 30 minutes, or actually from like 3 to 4 to the very end, I stop recording because I just really let people get loose and goose. And that's my favorite part. I think that's definitely my favorite part. So I think we do need those body cams on guests and on the
That would be so fun. Yeah. I think that as we wrap up our recap, and this is obviously Wait, Don't Do It, Rafi, what is something that you will not do in 2026? And it could be something that, like, you tolerated in 2025 that you absolutely won't in 2026, or that you're not bringing into 2026.
I think I'm not going to shy away from opportunities as much in 2025. I think 2025, I was definitely getting shit together internally that I really just and I feel like this is a course of over time that I really prioritize keeping my life together versus being so open with other people. But I think I'm just going to be a little bit more open, a little bit more, less reserved, I think is a word, in the sense that I think that I still, in other circumstances, I feel like I do, like, just, I've been very reserved in dating. I've been very, like, keeping, you know, walls up in dating, that I don't see myself repeating ever again. And so I think that's something that I'm very excited in 2025. I'm just a little bit more flirty. I'm not gonna be afraid to flirt.
Thank God. I need some grandchildren.
Oh. First of all, Nunu Paris is a great wing woman. For sure. If you want to get a cutie, I saw Nunu Paris pushing there were so many cuties at brunch this weekend. And Nunu Paris was getting everyone a hookup. I saw you pushing two twinks together. I said, yes, baby.
I think something I'm not bringing, or you know what? Just the fear. I think being in DeFrosted showed me, or reminded me, not showed me, because I can do it. It just reminded me who I was when we first started this, when we did in COVID. Like, I can keep going. I can be creative. I can make space for it, and I can just do it. I used to feel like I'm just so tired, and I'm just going through the motions. Like, I don't think before the production I would have tried to be an avatar. In less than an hour. I've been like, that's too much. This is too crazy.
First of all, you've done avatar looks before. You've done this. You've done a blue face. I would give yourself credit. Come on now. Let's not get too crazy.
I just feel like it's been so long. I feel like, realistically in nightlife, and when you get into drag, especially quote unquote more mainstream or bookable drag, that you lose, right, a lot of the creativity, that you don't do a lot of this stuff anymore, right? You kind of just boom, 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 boom. And I think I got really stuck in that. And I'm happy to just move forward and to use my energy. Like, I know it's late and I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go outside and take pictures. It's cold, it's freezing. I still wanna take pictures, I still wanna do everything. I'm not going to because I'm used to doing it. I think
you're breaking these boundaries. You're breaking boundaries.
And then I'm taking Wicked for good because it comes out on streaming January 5th and I'm gonna get it January 5th.
Oh yeah, I'm so glad that, you know, we're leaving the Wicked marketing behind in 2025, hopefully. Loved Wicked for good, but girl, when it comes to Overexposed, that was not worth all the hype, I will say. But I have yet to see the whole experience.
So in our final reflection, I feel like joy and grief can coexist. I feel like you don't have to have like a big win for a year to matter. And I feel like community is so much more important than productivity, and connection is really, really at the root of everything. And that's what I'm taking away. And when I'm moving in to 2026, being grateful, connected, positive, ready to radiate and manifest.
That's so exciting. I'm really excited to see where 2026 goes. For especially DC, remember we have a mayor election coming up. This could, with the resurgence of, you know, progressive, very progressive leaders in our government, you know, I'm really excited to that maybe pivot for us here. Especially for this kind of election, especially now that elections are, there's so much hyper awareness when there's an election going on. I'm really excited to see that happen here in DC, and bring that energy. Right?
I think 2026 is going to shake up the world.
Oh my God. In what way?
I think it is going to be still more troubling things ahead politically, but some also very surprising things culturally. And I think the foundation for revolution will be set.
Is that the Avatar talking? Or
the oh Navi, my gosh.
The Navi people.
The Navi. Y'all know I'm connected to AWA, honey. Y'all know I'm already in it. I'm like such a hippie low key. I think people don't realize how much a hippie I am.
A hippie? You be saying new definitions of yourself. Yeah, can we talk about your parts? What are all the parts of Nunu Paris? That's a good conversation to have, I think. Closing out the podcast. Who are your parts? Let's set that in stone for 2025. Because I did not know Navi, Airbender.
I think it's Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Harajuku Barbie.
That one's a core for sure. Who's that girl? Boo, because I know there's parts. There's definitely, I've seen multiple parts of you. I've seen, and I will say you really do it in like the, I think in such a way that I respect and admire, is like you go very feminine, very masculine. And fine, I'm not even joking. Like that's that's not shade. Oh my God. Take the compliment. Like I've seen you to be so comfortable to do it all and expose yourself in that way. I think that is so, like, so good. So good.
Okay.
Like, okay. But I've seen Poppy. I've seen Poppy Nunu come out this year. I have. I've seen when you really step up and, you know, I've definitely seen every side of that possible now. So I think that's something to really admire. But yeah, there's definitely parts to all of us. Like that's something that I've definitely, and I'm taking with 2025, is learning, you know, the kid in me, you know, the part that was influenced by my dad, my mom, the sibling, the little brother, the fitness instructor. That, you know, there's all those parts that kind of, you know, I think make you who you are.
No,
I think that's what RuPaul talks about when he's like, oh, if you're confident in this one thing, just bring it to the other thing. And you're able to do that when you realize all those different kind of things.
I agree. But it takes growing. It takes
for sure. Older.
It takes experience.
If that's something
and it makes more sense now, but it did not make any sense years ago.
I think, yes. If oh my God, 10-year anniversary of us being in DC. We are literally December 31st was our 10-year. Tell them right now what's a piece of advice, a truth gem that you would give them.
I would tell them to line it up. Just look up, go into every motherfucker's face and tell them bitches to line that shit up. That shit. I would just be the most confident person, be even more confident than you think you are, and just eat it up. I think but I also think I was like so crazily confident. People, I have such a delusion to me.
Yeah.
I have such a delusion that
absolutely. Absolutely.
I would love to like really focus and strengthen that foundation of confidence because it was still there. I love it. I don't think I would change anything. I loved everything. I was fighter. I was scrappy. I was ambitious. Was cunty. I've grown. I've done so many things.
But I feel like that's so normal for, you know, everyone, like the 20s confidence that everyone has, like that you're going to live forever and that nothing really matters, that you have all this time in the world. I think that is such, and that you're already an adult. That's the best one, is that you got it figured out. You're 21, you're 22, 23, and you're really like, oh, I'm an adult now. This is, I'm making my decisions for myself. I think that's what I would say to that 21-year-old is, you know, you're 21, enjoy the ride, but I would definitely tell that 21-year-old to start looking into plants. Don't be afraid to give yourself hobbies. Your hobbies, the things that you, how you put on for the world, you need to really embrace that now, because you're no longer the college kid anymore. You're no longer the kid in high school. You're entering adulthood. So what do you want to do now? And I wish I would have told that to myself, or that's what I could tell to myself, is like, don't wait for an opportunity or someone to tell you what your next goal is. No, make that for yourself. So, for sure. Oh my God, that's so crazy. We were such babies,
right? And we're gonna take 2026 by storm, and so we're just grateful that you all have continued to be on this ride with us, and we are gonna continue to do brunches, continue to build community, and continue to expand, and we can't wait to see you for the Break the Ice initial reggaeton brunch of 2026 on January 17th, followed by our Super Bowl, Bad Bunny Super Bowl pregame on the February 8th. It's going to be a starting out strong, starting out vibing, starting out with community. I hope to see y'all there. It's your girl, Nunu Paris, y'all.
And first of all, the holidays, I want everyone to get home safe. If home is here, if you, you know, if family is not, if blood family is not a thing, but you have a strong community, spend time with your community as much as you can this holiday. Don't weather this storm by yourself.
Can they find you?
You can find me at Wait Don't Do It or Wait Raffy on Instagram and TikTok. And then you can also find both of us on YouTube for our video episodes. So if you wanted to see this experience, ride this wave with us, go on to our Wait Raffy page.
See y'all next year.
Oh my God. Oh my God. See you next year. I'm so excited.
Thanks for listening to the episode. Make sure to follow at Wait Raffy and at Nunu Paris for all updates, especially about reggaeton brunch and when you're going to party with us. We'll see you there. Mwah.